Chapter 4, Gender. In this podcast, we examine women and work. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor, the past decades have been marked by real improvements in women's labor force activities, including increased labor force participation, employment growth in higher-paying occupations, and gains in real earnings. In 1970, about 43% of women aged 16 and older were in the labor force. By the late 1990s, the rate had increased to 60%. In January 2009, the rate was reported at 59% for women, compared to 72% for men. The women have not attained earning parity with men. There has still been an improvement in women's earnings. In 1979, among full-time workers, women's earnings were approximately 62% of men's earnings. By 2006, the ratio had increased to 81%. More recently, the reported ratio has been between 77 and 80%. Employment figures for 2008 reveals that for the first time in U.S. history, the number of employed women in the labor force may surpass the number of employed men. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that women held 49.1% of the nation's jobs as of November 2008. This is noteworthy given that we are experiencing perhaps one of the longest economic recessions in the post-war era. As reported by Catherine Rampell, 82% of recent job losses have affected men working in manufacturing and construction industries. On the other hand, education and healthcare sectors of our economy have been more resilient and less affected by layoffs. Women are employed in these sectors. During recessions, the percentage of families supported by women tends to increase slightly. Though more women may be employed, they are employed in lower-paying jobs and may find it difficult to support a family on one salary. As noted in Chapter 4 of your text, occupational sex segregation and income inequality still exists. For example, in 2007, the median income for a full-time, year-round male worker was $45,113. The median income for a female worker, also employed full-time, year-round, was $35,102. U.S. women are much more likely to be employed in part-time jobs without health or unemployment insurance. And women also work fewer hours than men. In 2006, approximately one-quarter of employed women worked part-time. That's less than 35 hours per week. About one-tenth of employed men worked part-time. Not all women's jobs are protected from this global recession. Great Britain's National Economic Council called upon Prime Minister Gordon Brown to give greater focus to women in its recession package. Members of the council fear that women would bear the brunt of this recession. During the last quarter of 2008, the number of women in full-time work fell by 53,000, compared with a decline of 36,000 full-time employed men. Greater job losses were reported in female-dominated retail and service industries in Britain's economy. Now it's your turn. What does this mean to you? Consider how the roles of husband and wife change when the wife becomes the sole breadwinner. Should they change? And how? In her New York Times article, Catherine Rampell describes the pressure on working wives and unemployed husbands at home. She observes that though women may be the sole breadwinner, they are still responsible for household chores. In many ways, pulling what sociologists have referred to as the double shift, taking the lead in work and at home. Unemployed men say that their main priority is finding a job. Unemployed women, says Rampell, are looking for a job and caring for their household and children. Should men assume some of the household work?